Good evening, Ryan.
Good evening, Kendall. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. And yourself?
I'm a little hungover today.
So is my wife.
It's 8 o'clock at night, and I'm hungover from last night.
You know, I discovered. Guess what? Bay City. Bay City story to start off the night.
Oh, did y'all drink moonshine?
No, we didn't. By the way, I found out that once you get older, you don't call it trash can punch anymore. You call it sangria.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So Catherine made sangria last night. Do you know what sangria is?
Like, there I know is what it's supposed
a,
to
there,
be.
There is a type of wine that you can just buy at the store called sangria. I don't know what that is. But
sounds
sangria,
like a
prefix. Maybe. I don't know. But sangria is just cheap red wine, a bunch of vodka, a bunch of gin, a bunch of rum, and a bunch of triple sec.
They have all that. That's like a Long Island iced tea Mexican style.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely. It's trash can punch. And then you cut up all the fruit and throw it in there.
I thought sangria was just like red wine and fruit and some vodka or something like that.
Apparently not. No, several different recipes.
Wait. Who told? Was Catherine the one telling you that it required
no,
the vodka?
No, it was Catherine's dad, actually, who is a very good chef. And I don't think I've ever really seen him.
I just wish we could cut to some vocals on Catherine from last week where you literally heard the jingle of her cocktail. She's talking to us.
I'm working desperately to get that up online because
she wasn't talking to us. Sorry, she was slurring at us.
Yeah,
I love Desperate Housewives. I'm my husband.
So we partied Bay City style last night. Went to a big Christmas party with some coworkers of Catherine. It was a lot of fun.
Was it at the what do you call it? The country club?
No, it wasn't at the country club, which we've spoken about so many times. If you don't know what we're talking about, they're all up online. Listen in. But it was at a friend's house, and it was 10 o'clock, and I was so tired and ready to go home. And Catherine said, "What time is it?" I said, 10:15. She said, "Oh, my gosh, it's so early." Mm-hmm. I said, "Catherine, you got to understand, this is when we start going, this is when we leave the house to go out in Houston. We've been here since before 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
It's just a totally different time frame.
That makes no difference to the true drinker.
apparently not.
As far as I'm concerned, 2 o'clock is the cutoff, and if we start earlier, then that's just more time for fun. It's like drinking for someone who really likes drinking. It's like going to Astroworld. And when you're a little kid, it's never going to get old. Like, yeah, you could ride that same ride over and over and over again, but it's not going to get old.
That's true. That's exactly right.
Well, we sort of did a marathon last night because we started at Zaki, this Japanese restaurant on Shepherd. And I started so it was a party, and I approach parties strategically, especially if there's you have to pay for the bar. And so I noticed there was going to be a group tab that I didn't want to know part of, so I started my own tab.
Smart move.
At the bar.
Smart
and
move.
And then other people would buy me drinks off the group tab, so I'm like getting free drinks, and then I could buy my drink if I'm, you know, whatever. And then we tried to go over to Chrome, but it was too crowded. And then we went over to McElroy's, where I met some real cowboys that were here to preview Brokeback Mountain.
No, they weren't.
No, I'm just kidding. But they were real cowboys.
Are you talking about Colt?
Yeah, we're talking about
Colt. These are some friends of ours. Colt, and he is.
Here's his real name, full name. Colt West Perrin.
Yes.
From Hereford, Texas.
Hereford. And they just sold a ranch out there, tens of thousands of acres.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he is a real cowboy.
Like, he wears the hat and everything. But anyway, I was standing with he and his friend Kurt. It was Kurt and Colt, the cowboys. And Kurt was like sort of standing by the bar, and every time someone walked up, he'd buy a shot for him. So I was standing there. I was like 5 shots later.
You keep walking up. Hi, I'm Ryan. I'm Ryan.
We were standing with him. I was like introducing him to people. So it was like his social bridge. And so payment, the toll
wait,
the social bridge.
His social bridge?
Well, I mean, like to
explain that concept
to introduce him to like new, like, because he was new. He didn't have any friends, and Colt was over talking. So when people come up, it was like, hey, this is Kurt, and da 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 da. And then right. Kurt, as you know, a gesture of goodwill, would buy them a shot. And I had
I'm a good guy here.
And oh my god, I got to the point of drunk. Like, there are several different levels of me being drunk. Like, first I'm all woo, you know, party, whatever,
right?
And then I get like sleepy. But if you can get past the sleepy with me, then I will start telling you anything. Like, oh, but I love you. I'm like the happiest, lovingest drunk, and I'm just like, I think I went up to like 3 people last night. I was just like, I just want to tell you, that I just love you so much and you're really special to me. Oh my God. And this is literally what I did. And then I went to Denny's and I got a crackhead story from Denny's.
You have another crackhead story. But you were just such a stereotypical drinker, though. To go to Denny's after you're done, I mean, that is...
I got Denny's to go. That's not stereotypical. No,
is it not?
Because I had a plan. I was going to go Denny's to go, and then I was going to go home and watch some Saturday Night Live while I ate my Denny's meat lovers ball.
Now,
breakfast ball.
So obviously you recorded Saturday Night Live. You were not home by 10:30.
No. I was home at 3. Oh, and I almost ran over some people in the parking lot. This isn't painting a positive picture of me, but...
That's what the show is all about.
Needless to say, it was a fun night, and we all survived.
Good. That's always a good
thing. I don't know. Did I tell you how I drive around? My inspection sticker on my car is like over a year old. So it's always like, really, I'm taking, you know, whether or not I'm going to be put in jail into my own hands.
Oh, please. I got stopped with mine the other day. It was 10 months out. They just give you a ticket. It's no big deal.
Yeah, but I can't afford it. And right when I got home, I was all drunk and I got home and I had my Denny's and I was like, I'm going to check the mail. And I got a disconnection notice for my electricity. It was such a great ending.
Oh, geez. That's terrible.
Well, I had to pay it today. They like forced me.
Today? On a Sunday?
Well, I called them because they were going to disconnect when I'm in Chicago. I'm going to Chicago next week and they're going to disconnect my electricity.
Which, by the way, I can understand maybe going to New York for Christmas because it's a very festive place and they put a lot of effort into Christmas. Why are you going to Chicago?
I'm not going for Christmas. I'm going for a job interview.
Oh.
For the state's attorney's office, so that I can help prosecute.
That's going to be really hard on you to get back here on Sunday nights if you're in Chicago.
It will, but I'll do it. Yeah. Every
we'll
Sunday.
I've got some buddies up there that can borrow their studios to it.
Well, don't put the cart before the horse. I haven't gotten the job yet.
Okay. Good. I'll give him a call.
I might get a little too drunk the night before and just miss it altogether.
Have you ever done that? Have you ever missed either a job interview or anything else important just because you were
too
tired?
No, I make sure to get the job, and then I go drunk.
I was out with a bunch of my friends, and I remember all these stories because I don't drink, and so I'm just there to enjoy everybody else's debauchery.
To judge.
Yeah, exactly, to judge. That's why I do it over and over again. But I was with a bunch of my friends that do theater in Dallas, and... they were all plastered. It was literally 3 in the morning, and they had to be at 9 o'clock at auditions to be characters on Barney, the show. It's done up in Dallas. And so they were all debating.
Is it still done up in Dallas?
Yeah, they still do it out of Dallas. And so they were debating whether they should stop drinking at 3 o'clock since they had to be at the Barney audition.
I think it's better
9.
To go to those auditions drunk.
Probably is. In fact, you know, I do see some Barney. And and the adult characters do look like they are not all there.
If you know that you're paying your rent because you're riding the coattails of Barney the dinosaur, heavy drinking is needed. And probably some drug use.
Did I tell the story on air about one of the characters being a teacher of mine?
Mm-mm.
Did I tell that?
No.
This was, Evie was 2 years old, first started getting into Barney, and we're watching one of the DVDs, and one of the characters on the show, his name is Mr. Boyd, for all of the people who listen to this show and are Barney's fans. I'm pretty sure that's everybody. So I see this guy, and I'm like, oh my gosh, that is my 8th grade history teacher. My Texas history teacher.
Oh, yeah?
And, or U.S. history, excuse me, sorry. U.S. history. I don't want to mess up the details.
I'm sure,
obviously.
Yeah.
It's very important that we get all the facts straight on this show.
Yeah.
But, and so he knew the people because they were from the Dallas area, and that's where we lived, and ended up being on the show a whole bunch and stopped teaching because of residuals and whatnot.
Oh, yeah. God, I guess that would be a good thing about it. But you're still on Barney, and like, who do you know?
I'd do it. I would do it at the drop of a hat.
But you like children.
I would be a Teletubby. In fact, on the MySpace site this week, I'm going to put up a picture of me as a Teletubby. This is from Halloween, probably.
Kind of, we're trying to attract listeners.
Oh, it's beautiful. It was the best Halloween costume.
Which Teletubby were you?
I was the disgruntled 5th Teletubby.
Oh, the one that never got on air.
It was such a high concept costume. Nobody got it. And it was about a year ahead of its time, which is very similar to my costume last year when I was Livestrong Man. And nobody got it.
No one got that either.
Now everybody knows what Livestrong is.
Right, the yellow
bracelet. I was just a little bit ahead of the curve there on that one. So you were just
fashionable for costume words.
I guess so.
I never understood the Teletubbies because I used to work in the store of knowledge in
What is that?
The Store of Knowledge is the Discovery Store.
Oh, okay.
In the First Colony Mall. And so we had in the back area where they'd play like the Teletubbies, because it was like the Channel 8 store, basically. And so I'd watch the Teletubbies because, you know, I wasn't working. And they don't say anything. They're like, they'll have one word. It'll be like pudding. And then it's like, ba la da ba ba pudding. Da, yep. Ba, da, da. And then they just eat it. They eat the pudding. It was very bizarre. I thought I was watching some Andy Warhol, Basquiat made movie.
Yeah, it's definitely, I would assume that would appeal to two people. 9 months old, 9 month olds and crack addicts.
But even 9 months old. What's your crack?
No, they do. They
have to be like, they're not saying
no,
shit.
No, they love it. I've had two, and they both love Teletubbies. I don't get it, but they do. And there's knockoffs now. I don't know the names of them, but they're out there.
Well,
so it's bizarre. A big industry. The babbling puppets.
Pudding.
And when that little baby sun face scary thing comes on.
Oh, the sun that's the baby head.
They love that crap.
That's just crazy.
Yeah.
Now, my crackhead story is not very exciting. It's just I was sitting in my car about to go into the Denny's, and crackheads are brazen. Like, they're ballsy crackheads.
Well, they jump out of dumpsters at you for your macaroni and cheese.
I guess if you're motivated by the constant need for crack, then I guess I would get ballsy too. But I'm sitting in my car and I'm like gathering up my coat and whatever I'm trying to get out or cover up so my car won't get broken into. The crackhead comes and just starts knocking on my window. And I'm just like, I need to get out of the car. So what do I do? And so I open the door and she was like, do you have any money? Because it's always they're getting gas or they're, you know, something like that at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I'm just trying to get back to San Francisco.
Yeah, get back to Belmont or whatever.
Right. Yeah, she's going that's right. To. It's usually a very close location. They just need a few bucks.
And then I said no.
Uh-oh.
And well, there, and that was about it. It was I could have taken her. It was a lady crackhead. And crackheads, they're fast runners, but not very strong once you hit them.
Really?
Yeah.
They don't have super crackhead strength.
I really think that the game
industry, which is in no way similar to super retard strength.
I really think the gaming industry really needs to make a game called Life in the Inner City. And part of it is you're just constantly attacked by crackheads.
Mm.
And, you know, because they always have that one stock character that you can beat really easily, like in any video game.
Right.
I don't know, and they could base it on the Third Ward, and crackheads could ask you for money, and sometimes maybe they'll have information like how to like find places or whatever, and you have to like give them some crack. I don't know. I just think that, you know,
that's a terrible idea. I hope your interview in Chicago goes well.
Well, I'm not pitching the game. I think it's great.
We do have a few things to get to tonight, and one of those is we have a very special, our first in-studio guest, and so she's going to be coming up a little later on. That's Chelsea, and Chelsea is, I want to talk a little bit about y'all's friendship over the years, and because I kind of hear bits and pieces.
My longtime companion.
Right, you're exactly. I got some questions for you, Ryan. So we're going to take a quick break, and Chelsea will join us when we come back.
Nigga turned around and said, "Sit!" Oh, you're playing this because I liked this one.
I like it. That's why I'm playing it. I don't care what you think.
And this is why we're having trouble getting along.
No, I like it. Richard Pryor passed away. That was him.
He passed away yesterday. How old is he? 62?
65.
65.
65.
Rest in peace, Richard.
RIP. Yeah, that's a band called The Waiting. That is one of the best covers of a Michael Jackson associated song that you'll ever hear. In my opinion.
Right.
In my opinion. Chelsea Viles. Chelsea's joining us today. Now, Chelsea, let me just talk to you for a minute. Let's just forget about Ryan being here for a minute. Where are you from?
I'm from Sugarland.
Sugarland.
Sugarland, Texas.
So if you're from there, you call it Sugarland, not Sugarland?
Yeah, Sugarland.
Who calls it Sugarland?
We call it the SL.
You hush. I'm talking to her.
People who don't live there.
People that don't live there. Okay. Right. Which is most people.
Right.
So
a good
so
portion.
Y'all would probably be in the minority on that. Sugarland, and you met Ryan when?
We originally met in the sixth grade in English class.
Sixth grade English. Was there an instant friendship there?
I'm going to have to get Ryan to help me out with this one because it's...
I would say that I thought that there was an instant relationship there. I don't know if it was me. I was having a little trouble making friends.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you guys don't know this about Ryan. Ryan is very affable and funny and all these things, but back when he was younger, he was
a loner.
We don't
know that about Ryan.
He was a full-on loner.
Really?
And not by choice.
I wasn't a loner as much as I was an outcast. Okay. Well, a social pariah. That's a good word.
But you were very pretty.
What?
Okay. I'm taking notes. Pretty? Give me that pencil.
Well, he had beautiful, beautiful, pasty white skin.
Oh, pretty and pasty.
Covered in acne.
No, the acne was not that bad.
And then he had big braces on his teeth, and his head was about 3 feet long.
His head was 3 feet long. Was it long or round? Big?
No. It was like the longest, most narrow head you've ever seen in your entire life.
Really?
Yeah. Because his head is still huge. But
yeah, me too.
It's good for commercials. Yeah,
they now make those one size fits all baseball caps.
Doesn't fit me.
BS. Yeah. I'm calling BS on
it's
that.
It's too big.
It'll
me.
Fit the crown of my head like a yarmulke. I do have a giant head.
Okay, so y'all met in sixth grade.
So basically we went to Camp Olympia, but we didn't went in different sessions.
Now isn't that a sports camp?
It's a camp.
If we went there.
It's a camp. Well, we went to camp for two different reasons. Chelsea went to camp because she loves, you know, learning about horseback riding and da-da-da-da-da. And I went to camp because my parents were afraid that I wasn't social enough. And they wanted, because I'd stay in my room all day.
So I
discovered masturbation.
So they sent you to social camp because you were spending too much time masturbating.
Well, but we went to completely different sessions altogether. We were never there at the same time. But they do a yearbook compilation at the end with all the pictures from the different sections or sessions, I guess.
Yeah.
So one day Ryan comes up to me in English class, and what did you say?
I said, "Hey, Chelsea."
By the way, this is because of his braces.
No, this is a retainer.
Oh, sorry.
Braces.
I'm sorry.
Were
retainer. Retainer.
So, hey, I was looking through my Camp Olympia yearbook, and then I just noticed that I saw your picture, and I just showed it to you. And she's like, great. By the way, her voice like that she has now was the same voice that she had then.
And the best I was like 3 feet
you
were, two, and
so
I'm
you
like,
started
hello.
Smoking at 8 years old?
Well, you know, if you're going to do it right.
So, Chelsea was very sweet. She's like, yeah, that's great, whatever. And then...
I was very nice.
You were
I humored
very nice.
You. I said, yeah, we did go to camp.
We did.
Together, the, creepy boy who found me in a yearbook.
And then I left, and she was like, oh my God, I don't even know who that was.
I spoke to you in junior high, and then you changed junior highs.
Yeah, because I had to. We moved into an apartment. So
your parents' house was being built.
Because our parents' house was being built. So I went to my dad's junior high.
And he got to have junior high where his dad was a principal. Wow.
Dad was the principal? That's a whole nother night. Okay. All right. But I want to focus on y'all's friendship.
Sorry. So after that, we got to freshman year in high school in Sugar Land.
Right. And we were in student council together.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. Student council you get elected into.
Why are you bringing that up? That's not very...
Okay, if anybody has ever seen the film Election...
Right.
Ryan was Tracy Flick.
Ryan was the Reese Witherspoon character?
Ryan is the type of person who late at night, when all the posters were up for the elections, would really, really think about going in and just tearing them all down and just leaving his up.
I did. I had a key to the building because I was also on the newspaper staff and we were allowed to stay there late.
You had a key to your high school?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, isn't it?
Wow. As a freshman?
Because I was trustworthy.
Yeah. Right. I was like you. I worked the system from the inside. Yeah.
I mean, when you're like buds with your teachers and not anybody else, it's sad.
Well, you got better later in life. So then we are in a student council meeting.
Are you going to tell them about when you were really rude to me? Okay, tell that story.
Wow.
Well, we were in a student council meeting and we were discussing the winter ball, which is very... Very
it's
serious,
very
according to Ryan.
It's a semi-formal.
it's very important to Ryan. Is that what you
said?
Yeah,
and the only reason why I was there is that if I skipped meetings, then I would get deducted of something, and I was just annoyed that I even had to be there. I mean, I just wanted to get in and out. I was like, come on, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. Let's get out of here. And so Ryan is sitting in front of me, and we were discussing what the theme was going to be for the winter ball, mm-hmm. and somebody said snowball.
Yeah, and then it was voted on. Snowball was going to be our semi-formal dance theme.
99.9% of the other people who were sitting there had the same idea that I did. I want to go home. I don't want to be here. Sure, snowball.
And I was
great.
There to help the student body, like I was appointed to, not elected to, but appointed to. But.
I was really hoping that the whole election story was going to be, you got into student council through election, but Ryan got in.
I did.
That's exactly what happened.
I was appointed by the teachers because I didn't get elected.
And I was secretary of my class. So that
yeah, she, whatever.
And I did a really good job.
So seriously, you didn't get elected.
Uh-uh. But he was appointed.
Oh my god.
He was placed in position.
That really.
And luckily I was because I really saved that winter ball.
Okay, so the theme of snowball goes up for
what's
y'all's
mascot?
We were the Rangers.
The Rangers, thank you,
go
Ryan.
Go Rangers.
For all of your dedication.
Yeah, we're really proud
wait,
of
so
you.
Tell
okay, so it comes up to vote, and everybody else says, sure, good idea, done, thanks, have a good day. Ryan raises his hand.
Exactly, and I said, tell them what I said.
And you said, I think that snowball is a very stupid name.
That is not what I said. I said, although I think it is amusing to have the idea as snowball, and I get the joke, I don't think that should be the actual title of our theme, because how are we going to decorate? Stuff like that. I think that we...
What's more interesting about the... Chelsea had the same voice then, is that your voice hasn't changed either.
No.
And I said... And I told, I'm up there and I'm making my plea as to why we need to choose a different theme. And that's when Chelsea
I'm sitting right behind him and I said, I said an expletive, but I said, sit down. Nobody wants to hear what you have to say.
No, you said, sit down, you fucking dork. No one cares.
I did.
But everyone fooled. Like everyone, she had a thing in the yearbook that said pixie, like that it described
it like
her.
A little feature?
And you know, everyone just thought she was all sunshine and rainbows, and she just wasn't. Like this is the cheerleader that was like smoking while on the pyramid.
Hello. It was a good idea at the time.
So
no one got hurt.
All right. You have a lot of friends in high school. That's your freshman year. Let's move on.
Well, so after that, somehow how do we get back together?
Well, because you were sent to boarding school.
I did. I went to boarding school. Okay. I was a bad, bad girl. And so then after that, we went to college. I went to Tulane. I know. Well, good point. So I went.
Well,
to
if you ask anybody else, it's because you were pregnant.
Yeah, which is so funny because I was like, but I'm a virgin.
Well, when you were 22, when we got out of college, we ran into some girls from high school, and they're like, "Whatever happened to the baby?" She's like,
oh,
"I never
awesome.
Had the baby.
I never had a baby, yeah. And I don't intend to right now." Thanks.
So, but then we met again in college.
And met in college.
High school people are so cruel like that, though.
Aren't they? No, junior high too. It's just a mean. I hated that era of my existence.
Oh, I loved
of people.
It.
Oh,
you loved, you loved high school?
Yeah,
I loved high school.
Did you really?
I liked high school the latter half.
I mean,
I loved college too, and I love now too. But yeah.
College was by far the best.
We
both went to college and we just would hang out on Christmas breaks. He'd come and visit me every Mardi Gras because it was a free place for him to stay.
Yeah.
And that's what we would do. And so ever since then, we lived together for a couple years after college.
I knew y'all were roommates at some point. So this was after college?
Yes, but before I went to law school.
Were y'all back in Sugar Land?
Everyone wanted to live with Chelsea. No, we moved back to Sugar Land and then we moved into the city and like everyone wanted to live with Chelsea, but I was the one that she chose to live with.
I had weird offers.
Four people wanted to live with you. And I said, no.
I said, I'm living with Ryan, and we got a really cheap apartment, and luckily it got burglarized while we lived there together. Walk on.
We lived near all the strip clubs.
We did. We were near Caligula.
We were right across the street from Caligula.
We were. It was very convenient.
Did y'all ever pick up some extra dollars over there?
Chelsea made some money.
But that was street walking more than it was actual street.
Yeah, that was actual hooking.
Yeah.
Hooking.
I mean, I figure, again, go for it.
Well, Chelsea prefers the term street walker when you refer to what she did.
Chelsea prefers the term street walker.
Yeah, it's just a little more.
It's a little nicer.
A little bougie.
It is.
I taught Chelsea some vocabulary tonight that I learned from a black roommate.
And what was that term?
Bougie, as in bourgeois.
She calls it bougie?
Yeah, like if you're acting bougie, that means like you're dressed up, representing like that you have stuff that you don't have because you're all bougie.
Wow.
I don't know. Well, that's just for...
It's pretty amazing learning new things every day.
Yeah.
I love it.
Anyway, so...
So we lived together for a couple years, and then he moved to New York, and then I moved in with crazy Yvonne.
Oh, and she built a coffin for me.
When did you move to New York?
I moved to New York. When did I move to New York? After... In 2000... When was your first year of college? Or law school?
When...
2003.
I was like, I look at Kendall. Your wife was with me.
Before 2002, sometime around
right,
then.
Right.
Okay.
And it was exciting. And I worked as a waiter.
Yeah. And like so many other actors.
And then he came back.
And then I came back. And
well, I'm glad you came back. That's good.
Well, thanks, Kendall. Not everyone will say that.
Not everyone agrees.
Where did I get to? When well, you picked me up from the airport, where did I have to sit in your car?
In the back seat. Nora wouldn't let him sit in the front seat. She said, "It's good to see you. Put your stuff in the back."
Yeah. I mean, like, that's a homecoming. Whatever.
You weren't gone that long. I mean, come on. And you weren't like off at war
or
something.
But here's the thing.
You were in New York.
Well, but the thing is that the lineup of who was most important had changed while I was gone.
Ah, yeah.
And
he
so,
did not like that.
And I was just like, no.
Let's back up a little bit, okay? Y'all lived together for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think I've heard, and again, I'm kind of on the periphery
uh-huh.
of y'all's group of friends, okay? I'm just associated through my wife. So half the stories she tells me are just drunken illusions, you know? It's not
right.
true.
Understand.
I think I remember.
I heard that y'all have never been boyfriend, girlfriend.
Oh, no. Goodness, no.
Never.
Never.
Because I've known her for so long that it's just...
No, not even that. No,
what
no,
is that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard? I've known
that
her
is really
so
dumb
long.
About the dumb knowing someone.
That's
no,
a terrible
there
excuse.
There is literally not one sort of sexual spark in between the two.
I just don't look at her that way.
Well, Chelsea yeah. and I can understand that looking at Ryan, but Chelsea's a cute girl.
Wow.
It's just one of those things.
It's, okay,
I mean,
so let me.
My family
okay.
would like to have
I just
want to
run yeah. down. We spoke briefly about this.
I have several families that want me to marry their daughters, but no daughters.
Not the actual daughters.
Yeah. Let's run down this list. You're pretty, pasty. Your parents sent you to social camp after your obsession with masturbating.
Which worked because now I'm very social.
You weren't elected to Stuco after running a Tracy Slick, Reese Witherspoon type campaign. You were appointed by the teachers. You lived with a girl who berates you constantly for 2 years, and y'all have never had a sexual relationship.
Nope.
Well, not that she's been conscious of.
See, I
sometimes I'll go into her room when she's sleeping and just rest
sometimes
my penis
I wake
on
up.
Her face.
Sometimes he slaps me with it, I think, a little just, bit, but it's okay.
Oh, I can tell a story. No.
No, don't tell it. Please. Please. This just, I don't know.
No, I mean,
a lot of things that point to a direction.
No, there really aren't, though. I mean, in theory, in a really good 80s movie, yeah, it would. But in reality, not so much.
We just, I see.
Well, to me, I see it as more of a Three's Company thing.
Okay.
So you're like Jack Tripper.
Everyone always
did
calls
y'all have a crazy,
no, everyone
have
always
a crazy
calls
janitor?
Us just Will and Grace. That's just what people call us.
Yeah. Will and Grace.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
just
that's
so Jack was just pretending to be gay, though.
It was a different decade. We've never had a romantic spark or anything like that.
It's not like that. There are just some people in this world that you're not meant to date. There are many people in this world that you're not meant to date.
Really? Because a lot of my female friends, aside from you, I have, you know.
Oh, yeah. He.
Are you one
of
those
kind of
guys that,
yes.
yeah, you break up with a girl and y'all honestly do remain friends?
Yeah.
So weird.
That is so weird to me, too. I am one of those
well,
where when you're
between,
done, you're done.
There's a difference between dating outdoor. Them and then, like, hooking up with someone. Like, I've hooked up with more people than I've dated, which is obvious. Well,
we hope so.
Not recently, though. It's been a...
It's been a dry spell.
Bit of a dry spell, right?
Dry
spell. Spell.
It's
been a bit
dry
of a
spell. Maybe I need to go
you
on.
You know, crack addicts sometimes are a good source.
You can pay them a dollar and you can get all sorts
do
of
anything.
Things, I bet.
They'll wash your car.
Absolutely.
Wash your car? Is that some kind of innuendo?
No, it's actually washing cars
yeah,
for a dollar.
Yeah, they'll wash cars for a dollar. They'll detail it and everything.
And, like, get a Q-tip and everything and go in.
Wow.
You earned this dollar. Thank you.
It's too bad all we have is meth addicts in Bay City because I could really use my car being washed.
They're shaking too much to be able to actually clean it.
Meth addicts are homebodies. You know, crack addicts, that's really a drug
really
that makes
like
you
want
to
get out.
Very social.
Get out and socialize.
And they really shouldn't.
Yeah.
They really shouldn't.
That's yes. why potheads are at a buffet. I mean,
yeah,
just,
that's the reason why potheads never leave the house. They're too busy like staring at a weird black light poster.
Waiting for 420 to hit.
Yeah, waiting for just to high five each other and be really excited about it. That's exactly true.
Chelsea is the one that taught me about 420. I didn't even know about 420.
Oh, I did. I learned about 420.
And that's the thing, though. We've never been drug people either.
Mm-mm.
We're drinkers, but we don't do drugs.
Drinking?
Y'all are drinkers. I didn't know what drinking was until we came
we
to Houston.
We redefined it.
Oh my God.
I mean, no, but here's the thing. When we lived together for those 2 years, we both worked. And yeah. actually, he had to be at work.
At 7:30. No, well, no. 7. Yeah. I didn't get in until 7:30.
And we would go out
every night
without
But like
one
it was
problem.
Normal. We'd just be like, all right, we're home. Let's
I was like,
go
so did you work out? Okay, I did too. Are you ready to go drink? All right, cool. And I think my liver at one moment is just going to come screaming out of my body.
Right.
Oh, it's going to attack you.
Yeah,
one
no,
of those
it is.
Last night. But I don't drink. Well, that's not true. I drink. I just I have put more in one night instead of spreading it.
And you started doing the double talls too.
The double talls is a great.
I don't even know what that is.
A double tall. My favorite drink is a Jack and Coke double tall, and it's a double drink in a tall glass.
So really, it's two drinks in
so
one.
It's two drinks in one.
So why don't you just order two Jack and Cokes and double fist it?
Because you can get it in one. You can get it in one. And drink it faster.
But
it,
but when he buys me drinks, that's when he gets me a giant double tall Cape Cod. I'm like.
And then she
don't.
Drinks it and she thanks me later
when, you, when I wake up in the morning and I'm dying. Absolutely.
She thanks me later.
I don't get drinking. I've never.
I think that's great.
Come out with us.
I have. I watch y'all and I'm just like
You were drinking the other night.
You had like two. I was really impressed.
Yeah. I don't. Maybe. Must have been a special occasion.
But I don't hold it against people who don't drink. I mean,
yeah. No, I do. I don't trust people that don't drink. I don't trust people that don't drink, and I don't trust people that have
you
never
know,
smoked
do
a
you
cigarette.
Know why, do you know why I do either drink or smoke a cigarette sometimes when I'm out with people? It's for that very reason. Because it's just, to me, it's unfair for me to say, don't do something around me. It makes me uncomfortable. And then for me to go into your environment.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And for me to do
passing
just the
judgment.
Opposite.
Right.
Yeah.
No, that makes exact sense.
When,
I mean,
that makes me, when people say, I don't drink, but I'll just sit in a bar with you, or if, you know, that makes me about as uncomfortable as when people say, have a blessed day. Like,
but it's
like,
one of those things where as you're drinking, you sit there and you realize, I'm sounding dumber and dumber as each minute goes by,
yeah, like,
and they are watching me deteriorate in front of their eyes.
Yeah. Oh, God. I was saying a lot of dumb things.
So. Well, do y'all feel that way when I go out with you guys? Is that why y'all
what?
Invite me out?
No, I never felt that way with
We
you.
Don't invite you out because you're in Bay
yeah,
City,
Yeah,
because
you live
Kendall,
an hour, right? You live an hour and a half away.
Hey, speaking of which, we're going to come into town. This will lead into a whole other discussion. When we get back from vacation, I think we're going to stay that Friday night. And the reason I'm saying this, not just to y'all, is because the Houston gang is getting together for a caroling party.
Oh, yes, mm-hmm. We are.
And they're not going to, we are not going to sing Christmas carols. Is that what I'm to understand?
We're going to be singing sitcom themes.
So we're going to go knock, knock, knock in our shorts and t-shirts because
right.
It's Christmas. And
Christmas
just start
in Houston.
Singing good time.
That's yeah. Right.
But I'm going to stay in the back and drink because I can't sing.
I can't wait.
But I can dance.
What is there a list yet?
No,
is
we're
there
gonna
a list
sing,
building?
We're going to sing the Jeffersons theme, the good times theme. I feel like we're like really advertising this. It's going to be great. Time just come out.
Just pay $5.
Listen, we're gonna be down in the. Are we gonna be at their?
We're gonna be in the Heights.
We're gonna be in the Heights at their new place.
Okay. We're gonna all meet at 9:30 at
so
the Holiday Tree.
Well, no, just go and wander around the Heights that night, and you'll see us out caroling.
You'll hear us out caroling.
Oh, I'm sure you will.
Yeah, when the cop cars come up.
I wonder what people are gonna say. Like, I mean, people are either gonna laugh or be like,
"Well, if they don't laugh, then they don't have a sense of humor, and they should die anyway."
Wow. Merry Christmas.
Wow.
Thank you for that
Merry
holiday
Christmas.
Sentiment. We saw carolers yesterday, and they were dressed up like in the garb and everything.
In the Dickens garb.
And we were just like, oh, shut up.
We're trying to go to the movies. Can you step out of the way? You're in the way.
We were so sour to them, and they were like, God. And then they moved across the street, and we're like, thank God.
God, what do they do? Just walk across West Gray all day long? Jeez.
I can't order my ticket to see Jesus' Magic starring Sarah Silverman because she won't stop singing.
Did you go see that?
Oh, it was
I
good.
Did. It was good.
Really?
We went on a hetero life mate date.
Good, but offensive.
But wonderfully offensive.
Sarah Silverman.
Very offensive.
Y'all ever heard her Christmas song? Santa, give a Jew a present.
No.
Give a Jew girl a present.
I love when she talks about unwanted body hair. It just makes me laugh.
She's
I was in a Jewish sorority, so I feel really.
But you're not Jewish.
No.
That's right. You're the one who. Who's like a Jew wannabe?
Uh-huh.
A Junabee.
I'm all sorts of things.
A Jewbee?
I am.
Junabee.
I've got layers like an onion.
Yeah,
like an onion.
That's right.
Oh, my gosh. I had forgotten that about you. I remember when Catherine was started, it was a lot of people together. You were there, I think, talking about how you want to be a, not, you don't want to be a Jew. You don't want to be like the religion of Jew. You just like the culture.
Yes, that's very true. I do. I went to Tulane. Come on.
Yeah, Tulane University.
Is that really a big Jewish school?
The best was when we had Rosh Hashanah off, and I was like, guys, you're not eating, or whatever, or Yom Kippur, or whatever happened. Yeah. It's like, what are we celebrating? What's going on? What's going on? And I'm like, well, I'm going to go eat some Taco Bell while you go starve yourself. You have a good day. Shalom.
We have a friend named Anne. She's Jewish, and she is known for like moving around. Just she like moves like every 3 months.
So she moved to New York on September 10th, 2001.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah. So we call her a Jupsy.
Yeah, she's a Jupsy. She fills up her Jupsy wagon and drives around to different states.
Another thing that we don't have any of in Bay City.
Probably.
What?
We don't have a Chick-fil-A. We don't have any Jews.
Mm, they just built a Chick-fil-A by my house, and I'm sure I've got lots of Jewish people around me.
I'm sure you do.
I'm sure I do. It's pretty exciting.
They have $9,000 stores and no Chick-fil-A. I mean,
wow. So
he just mentions Bay City just to bait me.
Can you buy clothes at the dollar store?
Don't know. Haven't been.
Oh, Kendall.
I haven't.
I went to the
pawn shop there the other day though.
Oh.
Because I was looking for my CB.
Oh, that's right.
Like, I was buying a gun.
Kendall is finding legal ways to break the law.
That's right. That's exactly right. Look, we've been talking for a while here. Let's go ahead and we're going to take a break. Chelsea, I'll let you talk some more maybe after the break. Maybe not. So.
Okay. Cool.
Never know.
Well, let's see what happens over the break.
That's right. Whoa, whoa. I just couldn't start with that, the end of that song. That's some more Bare Naked Ladies. Be My Yoko Ono.
In honor of John Lennon's passing, as
yes.
You told me
before. Well, he didn't just die.
Well, in remembrance of his passing.
John Lennon's dead?
Years ago.
What happened? Wait a minute, what happened?
Do y'all
remember that day?
He was shot.
I mean, we were only 4 or 5 years old.
No,
I
was like
1988. No, it was 1980. Oh, we were two.
I was two.
Well, I guess I was four. And I remember that day very vividly because my mom had a complete breakdown.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Because
I remember,
she's a huge Beatles fan? Or?
Yeah. And she was, you know, on this Lennon versus McCarthy scale, she was way over on the Lennon side.
Uh-huh.
And so that morning, I woke up, and my mom was just bawling in our little living room.
Oh,
and
sad.
Oh, my gosh, it was unbelievable. And so I've been listening to all of these different people talking about the anniversary and everything.
I can identify. That's how I felt when Brad and Jennifer split up. Bawling. Just crying.
For me, it was Nick and Jesse.
Mom, I'm sorry. I was really trying to share a moment with you on the radio, but Ryan went up and
ruined
screwed it all up.
It yet
we
again.
Got that moment.
Ryan, you're so sweet.
We get it. Jerk.
15 years ago. Let's move on.
I'm 25, man.
Is it 20? God, yes. My time.
25.
It's 1995.
What world are you living in?
According to me.
Up
it's
next, more Milli Vanilli for you right here.
Blame it on the rain.
Ryan just got this brand new thing called a compact disc. He's very excited.
Oh, my compact disc player is fantastic.
Not a CD player, compact disc player.
I'm having trouble finding videos for my Betamax.
Wow, we just went back into like early 80s.
How's the pet
95
rock?
Nothing. 70s. Keep going. Poodle skirts. Come on.
I love that JFK's president.
Chelsea He's joining Kendall and Ryan.
You know who I
evening.
Like? I like Ike. Oh, I like Ike.
Sorry.
Sorry. Yes, sorry. In studio guest Chelsea Viles.
Chelsea, before we got back on the air here. Well, actually, before we got on the air, I talked to you and you were mentioning that you have been internet dating.
Yes, and I'm here to break down the stigma, ladies and
Don't
gentlemen.
Don't hit that thing. It makes everything shake.
Oh,
and
I do it, too. Oh, I do it all the time. That's why I have padding.
I gesticulate.
That's why he brings all the newspapers in. Not because we're going to share anything out of them, but just so you can have padding.
Yeah, there's a huge stigma associated with it, and I...
And rightfully so, I might add.
Well,
no. Okay, actually, I'm going
to
go...
You're going to have to really convince
me. Okay, here's the thing. You can do the creep. You can think that it's creepy because you're married, but here's the thing. I work until at least 7 o'clock every night, if not until 10 o'clock. I don't have time to date, nor do I want to waste my weekends with some dude who might suck.
Yeah, some
douche. So the good thing about online dating is that it's a great
filter. 2 weeks in a row you've used the word douche.
It's my favorite new word. Sorry, okay. Go ahead.
I like in the middle of my story when you just pop out with douche. Nice.
We'll talk about that later. So moving along.
Oh, no. So it's really cool, though, because you know, if you think somebody's cute, you continue talking to them. I mean, cheesy guys contact me all the time, and I just say, delete, delete,
What
delete.
Site are you on? Do you mind saying?
I'm on Match.com.
JDate.
Match.com.
I'm on Match.com.
What is JDate?
It's Jewish Date. That's Match.com for Jewish people.
Did you do that one at all?
No, because Jew boys don't want to marry little...
Non-Jewish
girls.
Yeah,
little Episcopal girls.
So, wasps.
Yeah, little wasps. I mean, I'm a little too white, you know, just blonde hair, blue eyes.
Yeah, you're not selling that at all.
Yeah, their moms
but
wouldn't
have
that.
But you have the jab thing down big time.
I know. You think, but you know, you can't change who you are.
Well, but the good thing about Match.com is you can do winks.
Yes, you can wink at each other.
What?
Okay, this is how you do it. So you will get...
Wait, stop. How long have you been doing this?
Three months?
3 months.
3 months.
Okay. And you started doing this because Katrina wrecked your entire world. We'll just leave it at that. That Katrina,
that
had
Katrina
far-reaching
was a crazy
effects.
Yeah, I mean, and those other people who don't have homes.
She just knew that there were a lot of poor New Orleans guys in town looking for a lady.
I'm going to tell you this. No, we'll get into that another time. Okay, so you started internet dating.
Yes.
3 months ago.
Yes. And I actually met...
Take me through the process. What do you do?
Okay, well, of course, when you have Ryan as your best friend, he writes my profile for me. Which
meant that, serious?
Which meant that basically he probably wrote, I'm a slut on it, and was like, this is a really good idea to
submit
this.
I'm super easy and flexible. Wink at me. You read it.
No, he did a good job. And so basically what would happen is that then you'd get winks from people where if they thought you were cute, and then if you thought they were cute...
If you put your picture up. You don't have to put your
picture up. You don't have to, but why would you not? Because what's the point? I'm not going to wink at somebody. I'm like, hey, your profile sounds great. You're too embarrassed to put your picture on. Awesome. So,
hey, baby.
I know. Hey, I'll send. And the best are the ones that are like, I'll send you my picture with later contact. And one guy actually had something on there that made it seem like he was some sort of CIA operative. He's like, well, you know, for different reasons, I can't put my picture on. I thought,
wow.
Cheese ball. Absolutely not. So, but it was great because you can filter through all the cheesy guys. They'll email you and they'll say, hey, you want to go out after work today and go get a drink? Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, and delete. Uh-huh. Delete. And I did meet one guy so far who was very, very cool. And he and I talk every day now. And
you took it slow. You started on the internet.
No. And that's the thing, is that I got to know him before I had really had to devote my free time to him.
Right. And the date was going well before he stole her purse.
Yeah.
I mean,
actually, we had fun on the date the other night. We invaded a River Oaks party.
Yeah, they party crashed.
So is this the first person that you've actually gone out on a date
with? Yes. Yeah, he is.
And how long ago did he wink at you?
We've been talking for months. And
really?
We went on our first date probably he's 29.
How old are you?
27. He went on a date. We went on a date a couple months ago.
Yeah, you're on your fifth date now.
No more. Yeah, about.
Well, sixth. Well, you don't count last night because he kind of just met us out last night. Yeah. I go on all the dates too.
Ryan's my chaperone.
Actually, I have met
you
him.
You did. You just kept saying us.
I know. Chelsea, when we date, the first AKA time, when I date someone.
Actually, I've been one of the last ones to meet him. I didn't meet him until last night for the first time. He was very nice, but I was so wasted.
Is he
going to
go caroling?
I was. Yes, he's coming caroling.
He is coming caroling.
Even after I told him about the caroling thing, he still wanted to hang out with me. That's pretty impressive.
I'm going to give him a hard time and make him sing.
Well, Chelsea, okay. I'm wondering, even after you met Ryan, does he still want
to
hang out with
he
you?
Didn't, we didn't have a chance
they
to
didn't
talk.
Yet. Hence, Ryan's been behind closed doors.
Ryan's like, I don't know why I'm the last person to
meet
him.
Why am I the last person to meet him? I don't understand it. I don't get it. Why
well,
is that, Chelsea?
And you know what? And all of our friends just think it's so great. Like, Shelly, our friend of ours, is just like, you know, I met John. Like, every time I see her. So, when I was talking to John, because we like to talk, I was like, I'm okay with it. And she was like, I just don't know why Chelsea. She really tries to ambush.
She tries to start.
I don't know why
pot.
Chelsea just won't let you meet him. She says it's because she's embarrassed of you. I don't know.
Yeah. And okay. Next. Yeah. No, really.
I'm just kidding.
No, but
Shelley.
I mean, internet dating as you know. He doesn't like to tell people that we met online because he thinks...
Yeah, did he tell you not to tell
his anybody? Friends. I was like, well, I'm telling all my friends because I don't care.
Right. Well, I mean, a lot of your friends have done it too.
Well, but you know, I always meet all these guys out and everything, and I've known that I'll never meet a guy in a bar who I'm actually going to like. Like, hey, dude.
Right.
Yeah, let's get wasted. Awesome. Yeah, I'm
yeah,
at a bar.
Yeah, because bar meeting in a bar can really only lead to one thing.
Exactly. And that's not really what I'm...
I understand that. I
about
understand
anymore.
That. That's not what I'm looking for. And
so... So you have, basically what you're telling me is, your life consists of working and going to bars and sitting at your apartment by yourself.
No, and I'm really never alone because I'm always out. I'm either at work or I'm out.
Yeah.
I literally sleep at my house.
Well, you got, so you're internet dating at work?
Well, no, we started internet dating before I got my job. Because,
okay,
you know, I recently
did have time.
Was and I'm now officially gainfully employed. But now
gainfully, well, by the way,
she is gainfully employed.
Did you have that on your website? On your
no, I'm not.
Her network.
Hey,
I am loaded.
No, actually, I do have to tell that though. This job, okay. Again, Katrina did rock my world a little bit, and things were a little kind of shaky.
Right.
And I really wanted to get a job, and so I decided that I wasn't above...
Chelsea's an urban legend.
I am an urban legend. I decided to go to a temp agency before I got my bar exam results to see if I had passed or not, because if you haven't get it yet, I went to law school.
Right.
And so I went and got this temporary job, and they called me and they said, well, you know, do you mind being a receptionist for 3 days at a property management company? I said, sure, I'll be a receptionist. You know, I thought...
Well, you were not easily convinced. Okay. She was like, I'm not going to be a receptionist.
And then I was like, well, I do need to pay that mortgage, so yeah. I'm going to go be a receptionist. Well, that parlayed into now I'm...
Head of acquisitions at McCord Development.
No, I'm in charge of buying office buildings for a living.
Are you head legal counsel? I feel so sorry for her. She got her first set of like official like business cards, you know, and she's like, God, everyone look, you know, my first cards and it's a big deal. And she's an analyst, and we go, wow, you're an analyst.
It's like, you're an analyst.
And she's
wow.
like, I'm an analyst. She's like, I don't know, this says analyst.
It says analyst, Chelsea. Come on. So it ended up working out really well.
That moment.
I work all the time, and my boss has no problem with standing there until 10 o'clock at night working, and so that means that I'm there until 10 o'clock at night and working too, so it's good.
See, I have a theory that everybody pretty much makes the same amount per hour.
Yeah, no, you're right.
You know, based on your education, you make the same amount
you're
per
exactly
hour.
Right.
It's just how many hours are you willing to work.
Right. But see, I've got good incentives because with the buildings and everything, with them selling, you know, you get incentives that way because you want to make money.
So this is kind of like your own little apprentice, and you won.
I am. No, I did. I won.
That's why she's an urban legend. She left law school with no job, went to a temp agency. And
which is rare, by the way,
because
usually
later,
when you graduate, you've got your job.
I knew I didn't want to be a lawyer, though, too. I was like, I don't want to be an
which
attorney.
Is the weirdest thing.
Well, and then 2 weeks later, she's number three in this company.
Well, like, there's only three people.
No, I'm like, yeah, so, God.
I heard you have your own
parking
space.
No, there's a lot of employees at Wiener Schnitzel.
My parking space, because my boss owns the building downtown.
I have to hear about this fucking parking space one more time.
Okay, some people really get happy about certain things. Parking space for me makes me very happy. So my parking space is literally 10 feet from the entrance of the building.
What building?
It's One City Center downtown.
Stop giving so much information.
One City Center. That's awesome.
That's right,
well,
where all the
like,
fountains are.
Right. Yeah. Oh, I'm hip. I know where that is.
I'm just checking. Oh. I don't know. You live in Pacific.
Or at least I can pretend on the radio and nobody knows the difference.
Yeah, no,
that was Kendall's plea to...
Cooled him.
I know where One City Center is. Shoot. I do lots of business transactions.
Call in if
there.
You think Kendall's hip.
Oh,
no comment.
Oh, silence. And...
By the way, speaking of which, I have decided that we do have our own little shop now on myspace.com, which you found if you are listening to this. Mm-hmm. Please leave feedback, or you can email us at knrshow@yahoo.com.
Yeah, and tell your friends.
And tell your friends, and make us one of your top eight friends. Did you know that's like a really big thing to ask of people, is to make you one of their top eight?
And I didn't bring it in, but I found a Newsweek. MySpace like was featured on the cover of this news business journal about being a great place to like advertise your business. You were saying Dane Cook like got a lot of fans and stuff off of MySpace.
I mean, he was
so.
On Saturday Night Live.
Dane Cook completely credits MySpace for the underground.
My friend, a DJ friend of mine is on there, and his music gets listened to by so many people. I mean, it's a great... Yeah. I mean, it's a great place.
And you know, and for those
do you have a MySpace? Are you too busy with Match?
No, actually, I do.
She's too busy with Match. You can just find her on Match.com.
Actually, I haven't gone on Match in a very long time because I actually like this voice. Shut it.
I'm not there all the time. My winks.
Do you want to wink at me?
What's funny is my fake girl voice sounds so much girlier than Chelsea.
I know. I cannot do a high-pitched voice. This is like as high as
she
it goes.
She sounded like that since she was literally 10.
I'm looking at the little meter that measures frequency, and Chelsea's voice is right on par with ours, which speaks, one, to our pitch, and two, to yours.
That's because you guys are... Never mind. That's because I've got a sexy Demi Moore voice.
You do.
God.
You absolutely do.
Absolutely. And you'd think that I was 100 years old, but really I'm not.
Yeah. I tell all of my friends when I would describe my friends that have met Chelsea, it's like she'll come in and she'll be like, hey, I'm Chelsea. And there's always a
don't talk like that. I don't know why you always do that because I've never bought
yeah, but then all my friends, like when they hear it, like, gosh, she does sound exactly like that.
I'm like, I hate you now. You're never going to be my friend. Because friend stealer.
Yeah. Friend stealer. Oh, Chelsea. Oh, there's so many things that.
Did you have something you wanted to talk about?
What I wanted to talk about valet parking. Are we taking a break?
Yeah, we're going
to
take a break and come back and talk about valet parking.
And how I hate it.
And how you hate it?
Yeah, this is my
you
rant.
You sure you want to talk about that?
My rant of the week.
Once you say this, it's on record, buddy.
Hate. Wow. Valet parking.
That is
very serious words.
Serious business, y'all.
Serious words.
Wow.
So, is Liz coming up?
You know, people have asked why we take breaks.
Why?
What's the point?
Yeah.
Obviously, there's... Well, the point is that this is hard work.
Right.
I mean, you know, this is not just up here goofing around.
Yeah, this isn't just us talking.
I mean, it's not like we're just the same way we'd be if we were out at somebody's house or a bar.
Right.
Chelsea with us today jumps right to a bar. A bar. Absolutely. Can we go to a bar?
I'm sorry, bar what? Where? When? Why? How?
Bar Houston.
Sunday night?
Okay.
All right.
Exactly. Ryan, when did you have this encounter that you wanted
to
speak
okay. about? No, this isn't necessarily an encounter. This is what I've noticed. And
this
I went,
isn't an encounter?
It's not based on a specific encounter. But I don't know if you've noticed when
is
you go...
Is it true?
Yeah, it's true. When you go around Houston lately, like, there have been a lot of valets, like, popping up over at restaurants. Like, we went to Hungry's today for dinner, and Hungry's...
Where I spent $6 on a tuna pita.
Yeah.
I mean...
And Hungry's has a valet service. Now, let me explain to you what this valet service is.
Same pita in Bay City? $2.
Reason to move there.
Doesn't make you want to go to Bay City still, huh?
Still not.
But, like, we went to Julio's, which is this restaurant in Midtown, and we went to Hungry's, and just I've noticed that all these valets have been popping up. But what the valet is... Now, I would understand a valet if, like, they're taking your car and then parking it, like, 3 blocks away or, you know, something like that. But literally, they take your car and then they park it 2 feet away.
Well, they do if you do have a nice car like Chelsea.
She drives a Pathfinder.
A Nissan?
No, but they, like, the parking lots are so small, and I'm like, no, because then you have to, that's extra money that you have to pay the valet, the vendors, the valet people, whoever they are, to go get your car and bring it back the other 3 feet that they just moved it. I think it's ridiculous, and it reminds me of L.A., because they do the exact same thing in L.A., and I just think that we should say no.
It's very, very upset.
I am very upset about it. We should say no.
See, okay.
To valets.
Here's the thing, because I have the same theory with Houston, Texas, that I refuse to ever go to a bar where there's a line. It's the same thing. Or like a cover, because there's no reason why.
Right. Because I can go to another bar where there is
right, next door.
I've noticed that the bars y'all hang out at, there's never anybody there.
We like it.
Which
that
is why the way I like
people.
It. What's the name of that stupid bar over in Post Oak?
Oh, Belvedere.
If there's anybody listening that goes to Belvedere ever, you should die. You should die.
That place is horrible.
It was just like Euro trash. If I saw one more in the mock turtleneck with a suit coat on, I was just going to kill myself.
I did see, we did see escorts shopping their wares and handing out business cards.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, these two women
sure.
were walking up to,
ladies
to, and they
the
would
night.
Flirt for a little while and then those girls are really having fun, and then they'd hand out their business cards and move to the next group of 35 to 50 year old men.
I just sort of love like the mentality. My favorite thing is to see how stupid most men get whenever they're at a strip club or maybe they've encountered an escort, because just a little bit of female attention and they think that they're
those guys. Oh my gosh.
Strip clubs, like they're those women at the strip
clubs. And again,
clubs,
why I'm on Match.com.
Those women at the strip clubs are hired.
Wait, you're on Match.com because stripping didn't work out?
Well, no, I meant because of not having to go to a place like Belvedere to go meet cheesy,
Euro
greasy
trash.
Dudes.
Yeah, greasy.
Because I would rather die.
Right.
But I mean, just, you know, just if a woman talks to you for 2 minutes, you're just like, oh, you
know. Synagogue's a good place to meet people.
Yeah.
Grocery store?
She already met it.
But see, that's a problem. I don't have time.
I've met someone at a
do
grocery
store.
Do you
not grocery store shop?
No.
How do you have groceries?
I don't.
Ah.
That's right.
She literally eats out every meal.
Well, we did too when we lived in Houston.
Yeah.
We did.
We have a fridge at work with turkey and stuff in it.
We had that incredible kitchen.
Well, in Bay City, you never use it.
Never use it.
In Bay City, you can't drink the water, so you really want to eat it as much as you can.
I've lost 15 pounds since we moved to Bay City.
That's awesome. I would agree. Because you don't eat out?
Only because there's no good restaurants.
Yeah.
Right.
And here, I'm not kidding you, we might cook one night a week. Mm-hmm. And we have kids.
I know. You have two little ones.
Jeez, are you kidding me?
You?
At one point, we had mapped out where you could get the kids eat free things.
Like every day.
Yeah.
It's Tuesday. It's time for Fuddruckers. Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good times.
That's awesome.
Well, that's especially
That's why I like to bring Chelsea around, because she can still get on kids' meals prices and stuff like that.
By the way, radio friends, I'm very
unless
short.
She talks. Unless she says something.
That's the reason why I'm not allowed to speak. I just
She's like that talking baby on those commercials.
Quiznos. I'm like the Quiznos.
Yeah,
I just showed my mom. Well, my mom's a senior. We went to a movie the other night, but she won't take the senior price because her pride gets in the way.
Are you kidding
me? That's so stupid.
I know.
Let it go.
I'm like, I'll just take the senior
price.
I'm
gonna start wearing plaid pants.
What I do here?
Nine yards.
Here's how to save your money at the movie theater. So you know how they have the things where you take your credit card up there and you can buy the ticket without having to deal with.
That's called stealing.
Yeah, I call it saving, because what you do is you get the child or the senior ticket, and 9 times out of 10, those people taking the tickets are not paying attention. So you give it to them.
What about the 10th time?
Well, I haven't had the 10th time, and on the 10th time, this is what you do. On the 10th time, you say, "Oh, I must have pushed the wrong button. Me and computers," and then just like give them the extra $2, or they'll usually let you in. But I've done it like a million times and it works every time because those ticket prices are getting ridiculous, even for the student rate.
I like your moral. I like to hear about your morals.
That's one of the best lines so far. That stealing, I call it saving.
It's not. I mean, they have. That's what they the gatekeeper's there for, to make sure that
the
people,
gatekeeper. You're now calling the 10-year-old. I mean, the 15-year-old.
What is this? Ghostbusters?
Their only job.
I am the key master.
Listen to my argument. Their only job is to sit there and look at the ticket and make sure that you have the right ticket and direct you where your theater goes. And if they're not doing their job, that's not my fault.
Well, you know, I like to go during the matinees to small theaters because they just don't even take your ticket at the payment and you can just walk right around. You know what I'm trying to know.
Right. Well, I'm not saying stay after and like go see a couple movies, although I think
that's
saving too.
Very good idea.
But
if you've got the time to see 3 movies in one afternoon.
Right.
My mom will not take the senior ticket, but she has no problem stealing movies. Like, she'll stay at a movie theater all day and just go movie theater to movie theater because no one's going to bother a 57-year-old
woman. Well, but she's
woman.
Earned it by not using her senior citizen discount.
Not really. Oh. I'm telling about 4 movies a day. Like,
has she really seen 4 movies?
I've done three one time. I've done 2.
It was phenomenal.
You did 3?
Yeah.
I
walked out of
that
theater
that
and
I
my
went.
Eyes.
Your bum must have been hurting.
You know what I saw?
It was still daylight because it was in the summer.
Oh my god.
My eyes just went,
Speaking of movies, there are a lot of movies that are coming out, including, and I know you wanted to talk about this, Brokeback Mountain.
Oh, I don't want to talk about
really
that.
Quick, speaking of Brokeback Mountain, I got the 2 cowboys very upset with me last night because I was with Ryan drinking, obviously, and I kept on telling them that they were the characters from Brokeback Mountain and they're going to sleep in a tent together one day, and then there you go.
And say, I can't quit you.
And so, I can't quit you. So, after that, they no longer really like me very much as a human being.
Well, that's too bad because Colt is a great guy.
I know, I do like Colt a lot.
Well, Brokeback Mountain, for those of you that don't know, is is the gay cowboy movie that Ang Lee is directing that is coming out.
There's
so many
weird things. If you came to me and said Ang Lee is directing a cowboy movie about 2 gay men,
mm-hmm.
that
and
stars Heath Ledger
and Jake Gyllenhaal. And Michelle Williams from Dawson's Creek.
Who cares? Who cares? Who cares? If you told me that scenario, though, I would say, no, I don't think that's going to happen. That's not a good plan.
I wonder if anybody's really going to go see it, because I know every time that preview comes on in the movie theater when I'm out in Sugar Land, everyone's like, oh, gross. Now put on, you know, lesbian cinema, and everyone's
Richie
like, oh,
cries
yeah.
every time he sees a preview because he's so excited about it.
Richie's
a cowboy.
Well,
so he really likes
it. Yeah, he's in the Cowboys.
Oh, he's not. Oh, he's not. Different Richie. I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about Richie the cowboy.
No. Depends on what kind of cowboy it is. I love me some Richie, though.
No one will go see Brokeback Mountain because it has two gay guys in love, but you'll go see King Kong, a woman in love with an ape.
I don't think she's in love.
Or is it just the ape that's in
love? Yeah, the ape is in love.
Read the new Look magazine brought to us by the makers of Entertainment Weekly.
Okay, this has got to stop. This has got to stop. There are too many entertainment magazines out there.
No, there is no such thing.
There are too many entertainment magazines out there.
Not enough.
And I tell you, if you went out and tried to find a magazine of substance in the grocery store, the best you would be able to come up with is maybe Texas Monthly.
Okay, magazines are not for substance. That's what newspapers are for.
Here's the
magazines are pretty pictures.
But what's the cover price on that new one?
$1.99 for In Touch.
$2.
But here's the difference. In Touch is a gossip magazine.
How are they making money on
$2? Entertainment Weekly is an advertisement.
When the New York Times that I picked up today, the Sunday edition, the cover price on it is $5.
That is ridiculous.
That is absurd.
My USA Today covers 3 days, and it's only for 75 cents.
Well, yeah, I mean, that is an outdated paper, right? It's Sunday night. It was pressed on Thursday at midnight. That is outdated.
Then why does it say Friday, Saturday, Sunday? Just because they can tell future news, Kendall, doesn't mean you have to hate on them. Wall Street Journal.
The National Enquirer would do that for you as well.
Wall Street Journal's only 150.
So you're telling me In Touch knows a whole week's worth of news? Is that what you're saying? Is it not old? Is it not old now?
No, there's been a lot of celebrity divorces this week. There's a lot of...
I understand that, but is it not old at this point? When did it come out?
I don't know.
Oh, and why do they do that? Why do they have... What's the date on that?
Which one?
On
any of them. Any of them.
This one is
December 2005.
December 9th.
Oh, it's 11. just December.
Oh, you mean how they normally do it so far ahead?
What is that
like
one?
A month ahead?
December 9th through 11th, 2005.
When did you get that magazine?
No, this magazine. Here, you look at that. I can't find it.
December 19th.
Right.
December 19th.
It's the future news.
It's the future.
Jessica and what's his name?
Yeah.
Nick.
Jessica and Nick will be back together by December 19th.
Oh,
but
no,
this
they
is
are
Jessica's,
not.
They're not getting back together.
Uh-uh.
This
it's
is
done.
Jessica's breakup diary that she gave to In Touch. It was the diary that she kept.
I bet she kept it in her back pocket and wrote in it every day and
then
said,
gave
In Touch.
Do you know how much I want to punch both of y'all right now talking about that crap?
We're just giving you a hard time because you get
you
so
know what?
Upset
and,
about
and
it.
Then,
I love it.
Listen to this. I refuse. Catherine will say, oh, She would come in and say, for instance, Jessica and Nick broke up.
Mm-hmm.
Me, I would assume this is friends that I have forgotten who they are. Like people in our lives who I'm having
they are. They came into
early
our
onset
house every
Alzheimer's.
Week with the Newlywed Show. They were at our house as visitors every week.
They're my best friends.
And so I tried to explain to her that I don't know who Jennifer and Brad are. Please use last names. You don't know these people. But these magazines, they want their whole express purpose isn't to give you any information. It's to make you think
you're getting
that you know these people. No, it's not about information. They want you to feel like you know these people.
Yeah.
Because when you feel like you know Jessica Simpson or Brad Pitt or Britney Spears, what a fabulous group of people. They want
hey,
you to
you
know
don't
that
know
if
them
you
either.
Feel like you know them, that you will feel better. And so they're giving, it's like a drug. It's absolutely like a drug. And all they are doing is supplying you with feel good.
Well, if loving in
they're
touch
Dr.
is feel wrong, good. I don't want to be right.
In touch is Dr. Feel Good. That's all
okay,
it is.
Here's the thing.
And
guys
it's only
$1.99,
so it's
yeah,
pretty cheap.
Guys,
I mean, guys are all over SportsCenter with all these players. I know it's different. No, I
guys
agree
who
it's
guys who do any kind of fantasy league should be shot.
I used to date
they should
guy
be lined up. They
stuff.
Should be lined up.
I don't understand
right alongside people who read more than one of
Dungeons
those kind of
Dragons.
Magazines a week. All of them, or all of you, if it includes you, should be shot.
What
not necessarily killed.
Well, you know,
but if they do it again, killed.
It's a jock version of Dungeons and Dragons. I mean, that's all that it is.
What?
I mean, you've got to be
the
fanatic about
stuff?
You've got to be fanatic about something.
Are you
Kendall.
A D&D fan?
No, I'm not. That's my point. There's okay. very D&D is very. This is a widespread epidemic
D&D
we're talking about.
Dark magic.
No, this is a widespread epidemic we're talking about here.
But no, but Kendall, it's not. It's like,
not a pandemic.
It's
I mean, come on.
It is because now they have people
brain.
In Espanol. It's pan.
What are you fanatic about?
It's pan.
Are you, many cult
it's
countries
pan.
Now.
No,
it's pan.
What are you telling me? You're not fanatic about anything. There's nothing that's sort of frivolous that you like.
No, and that's really kind of sad in and of itself. But I'm not.
Well, you have no color in your life. I have Jessica Simpson.
I love her.
You don't have Jessica Simpson. You don't. That's my point. No.
I have her breakup diary, and that's just as good as having her.
It tells you what she did every day.
Every day of that breakup, Kendall.
Some of us really feel like for her and care about her.
No, no, it's stupid.
Literally flames coming out of his head. Flames.
This kind of crap, nothing makes me more insane than vicarious living. And I don't care what it is.
I don't think it's really vicarious.
It is. It absolutely is. I'm not saying if you get one of these magazines and thumb through it. That's not what I'm saying. But now my house gets two of them. And that's two too many. One, I could tolerate.
But understand.
This week, we got two. I got mad.
Understand the point that I was trying to make earlier. There's a difference between having Entertainment Weekly, which is just a movie magazine, and In Touch, which is a gossip magazine.
This is not Entertainment. This is their new one.
Yeah, but
this is their us. This is like, their In Touch.
No, this is like.
This is a movie magazine. This isn't about gossip. This is like about actual, like the 50 most dysfunctional.
Fine,
families
I take it all
history.
Back.
Fine.
No,
we win.
I take it all back.
We win.
I take it all
good.
Back.
No, I like his argument, though.
No.
Like
any
that.
Kind of
it's
vicarious
not,
living
not
just
letting
pisses
him have
me
his
off.
Argument. It's about beating him down so that he'll stop having them.
Any
in the
kind of vicarious.
Stop having opinions, Kendall.
That's right. That's exactly right. We're going to take one last break.
Emotional abuse.
How long are we doing? How many? It's 9:30.
I really like that Johnny Cash version.
I just saw the new Johnny Cash movie.
Did you see that?
I really liked it. I thought it was good.
I thought it was good.
There
are okay.
So many movies that I haven't gotten to see because of living in Bay City. Just drives me crazy.
Do you even have a theater on, like a movie theater?
Yeah,
no, that's not a joke. I mean, I'm
yeah,
not
we do.
But do you like a theater?
It's got
like
four
a...
screens oh. And it's...
What are they
just
showing
slow
there?
Slow down. Look out. I don't know. They show first-run movies, but it's just not worth going to see them there.
Right.
I mean, for me, it's really more about the entire experience, not just actually... If I'm going to watch it, I'll wait for the DVD.
Right.
The ones that I want to see in the theater, I really want to experience.
Well, DVDs come out so fast nowadays. They come out about 10 minutes after the movie closes.
They really do.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like 40-Year-Old Virgin was... I saw that just like a couple months ago in the movie theater.
That was hilarious.
Best comedy in the last... 10 years.
I agree. I totally agree with that.
I don't have any others in mind to put with it. I just know that it was the best one at least the last 10 years.
Steve Carell had great physical humor, too. Do you remember that point when he was all drunk in the bar and he stands up? And just the way that he stands up made me laugh out loud for a while.
Another, I've heard a lot of people say the movie Just Friends was pretty funny, like as funny, if not funnier.
Just
Friends?
Are you
kidding me?
I don't know.
Oh, that new one with Ryan
Reynolds. Yeah, the
new
one with Ryan Reynolds. But I've also heard that it's just not funny whatsoever, so...
No.
You know, right. What can you do?
Hey, I got my CB installed.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, it took forever to do, but I got it in. And all that's on Channel 19, which, you know, that's the main channel in Bay City, the only thing that's actually on that channel is Hispanics. So I'm really kind of bummed right now because I'm not getting near as much out of my CB as I was hoping for.
But you might get Spanish. You might be fluent by the time.
That's true. But I've been
Spanish
using it on the road, and it's fun. It's been fun to tune into. I haven't gone on any actual
trips. Are you
allowed to speed now? I haven't gone on any trips in which it have required me to speed excessively.
Right.
To the point where I would need to make sure that I did a smoky check. But I will be doing that. This is our last show for the year. I hope it'll hold you over. And make sure you've listened to them all to catch up on everything because we'll start back strong. And we really are trying to get together a little remote where we go to and do the show maybe at a bar or something. I was talking to a friend of the show, Jubal.
That'd be fun. We can watch me get drunk over an hour.
Tell everybody on MySpace to listen and to make us their number one friend, or at least in their topic.
Because you're our number one friend.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Best
we'll
friends.
See you guys.
Well, wait, let's thank Chelsea Miles for coming in the studio.
Thanks, Chelsea.
Thank you for
having
me.
We'll see you guys in 2006.
Bye.
Bye.